Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for joining us today, even though you're dealing with the fun of oak mites and everything else that nature has thrown at us this week. Good times. Good times all
the way around. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great that we can be here.
Absolutely.
We may not enjoy being out there, but it's nice to be in here. Yeah. There's air conditioning.
That's right.
And along with air conditioning, things that are keeping us cool, we've got water. Yay!
Yes.
You're planning on telling us why it's so important.
That's right. So I do want to talk a little bit about the importance of water. You know, we've been in a heat advisory nearly every day for quite some time now. And every day the newscaster gets on and he tells us to be sure that we drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. Well, it's kind of the same thing for our cattle. For our livestock, they need to have water to stay healthy and productive. It needs to be an adequate supply of clean, fresh water. Kind of like all bodies, a cow's body is made up of at least 50% water. And the water that's in that cow's body is used to transport nutrients through the blood, it maintains cell structure, and it regulates temperature, okay? Water is also very critical for cattle that are dealing with stress. In addition, it's also very critical that they have good source of water to maximize feed intake and production. So some key things to keep in mind about water, okay? When you're thinking about water and especially for livestock, with a cow, every 10 degree increase in temperature above 40 degrees, a cattle needs an additional gallon of water. If this cow happens to be producing milk for her calf, then that cow will need an additional gallon of water every day for each gallon of milk that is produced. And just as a highlight, milk that's produced by our beef cows are about 88% water. Another thing to think about as far as water, high moisture feeds contribute to water intake. The drier the feed consumed, the more water that the cow needs. So let's take a look at the water needs of a 1,300 pound cow, okay? A 1,300 pound cow would be kind of an average size cow when it's 40 degrees outside and she's dry, she's not lactating, she needs 9.2 gallons of water a day at 40 degrees, okay? At 90 degrees, that same cow needs 14.3 gallons of water, an increase of about 5.1 gallons or something like that. So now let's look at the beef cow that is lactating. And let's say she's a pretty good milker. She's producing about 30 pounds of milk a day. When the temperature is 40 degrees outside, she needs 14 and a half gallons of water. So from the first cow that was dry, she needs 5.2 gallons more than a dry cow at 40 degrees. At 90 degrees, this 1,300 pound cow that's lactating needs 19.7 gallons versus that dry cow when it was 90 at 14.3. So about 5.5 gallons more water. So water is really, really, really important. And to have that, because we want those cattle to grow. We want those we want them to produce calves. We want everything to do the best we can. I mean, cattle prices are as high now as they've ever been. So, you know, but the issue gets to be, you know, in some parts of our district, pond water is becoming in short supply. So we want to make sure that we are supplying the livestock that we have out there with the amount of water that they need to stay healthy and productive. So until next time, stay safe and drink plenty of water.
You don't mind if I filter my water through coffee beans, do you?
Well, I filter mine through, you know, iced tea bags or whatever. Oh, so,
okay.
You know,
We're hydrating. It counts. It's fluid. But yes, some plain water in there to offset the other factors that go along with coffee.
You bet.
Well, thank you for the information. And that's kind of an eye-opener. I mean, you know something that big does need more water, but I never thought about it in just how many gallons, and depending on what the temperature is and what that cow is doing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. We look forward to talking to you again.
All right.
Hopefully on a slightly cooler day, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.